Here we go.
Yo, 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 yo. What's going on, world? Music Jones Podcast. Every Tuesday. Doogie.
Yep.
What's happening?
What's up with it, man?
Chilling, man. How's everything?
Can't call it.
Rough week for me, man. My daughter lost her grandma.
Oh, man.
Her mom's mom. Yeah. So, you know, I've been trying to make sure she was straight all week. I was in Atlanta when it happened, so I didn't get back till Wednesday. And, yeah, just trying to make sure she good. You know, funeral was Saturday and did all that. And I want to say rest in peace to Grandma. Yeah, she was, you know, cool lady, man. I knew her for a while.
Granny.
Yeah, she, I met her. I started talking to my daughter's mom in 2004.
Damn, you met your mom. Okay.
Yeah, 2004. And so I met her mom, you know, not long after. But then we had a kid. And
baby's mama's mama.
Yeah.
Mama's mama.
Yeah, so.
Miss Jackson.
Yeah, so, and my daughter 15, so, you know. And that was her favorite person in the world. I swear she was always with her grandma, man. So it was real tough on her, man.
But your daughter 15.
Mm-hmm.
You got two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew that, John.
Yeah, I got two daughters. Yeah. My youngest one taller than my oldest one.
I can believe it.
Yeah, I taller, a whole lot taller. Shout out to the kids, Kayla, Kyra. Love y'all. Yeah, they had another active shoot at North Carolina this week, and she was in class when the shit was going down. Well, not active shooter, but somebody was on campus with a gun and shit, and they was on lockdown for, you know, about an hour or so, and she was just, you know, a little nervous, but she texted me and kept me in tune with what was going on. Cut that crazy shit out of there, man.
I wonder how they think you can't have a gun in college, but as soon as you get 18, go fight a war.
Shit
like
crazy,
my brain,
man.
Ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't stable or grown enough to not be able to handle a gun
because
I'm around books, but I can handle it. You feel
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's kind of tough right
there. I can go fight a war. Yeah. Yeah, man. Also, on some rest in peace birthday shout out to my dog, Fat Trap. Miss your brother.
Who that?
Craig cousin, Fat Trap.
I don't think I know him.
Nah, you don't remember Trap. I know you don't remember Trap because I think he came to stay after you left. Yeah, but we grew up together and shit, man. They would have been 42 on the 16th. Shout out to Fat Trav. September 13th passed, and I was watching some shit on the internet, and they was talking about how Biggie album dropped on September 13th, 1994, and Tupac died on September 13th, 1996. And
man,
of course, yeah, you know, conspiracy people was, you know, just lining shit up.
And that's 2 days both after 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't see no relations to it.
I mean, I don't believe in coincidence.
Yeah.
Both of them died on the same day. Oh, his album dropped, then he died.
Biggie, Ready to Die dropped September 13th, 1994.
And when did Biggie get killed?
Biggie died March 9th.
When?
1997.
Okay, so it was after.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the other album, Life After Death, dropped after he died.
The question would be, was both of them, were either of them Friday the 13th?
Yeah, Pac died on Friday the 13th.
For real?
Yeah.
I wanted the Biggie album come out on a Friday the 13th, or whatever the other statue said.
I don't know. 94? We'll have
that'd
to look
be
at
interesting,
it.
Yeah.
We'll pull up the calendar and see was that a
Boy,
was that
go
a Friday.
Back way on that calendar.
Hey, man, that calendar going to go back, too, man. It's going to go back, man. But yeah, man, That's some coincidence.
We talk about VG though, didn't we, last week?
Talk about him getting out, yeah.
And how it was going at him about the pitch or whatever.
Yeah.
And I came to a conclusion, man. I was laughing at VG too, but then, like, once everybody started, excuse me, you know, they started going in, I started to think, like, man, if a nigga who, you know what I'm saying, ain't never got no blemish on his name, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the one person we can't attack, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. BG, come on now.
And September 13th was on a Tuesday.
Apple used to drop on
Tuesday. In 1994, baby. Yeah. So
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, that BG one person got.
Yeah, they said BG was moving a little sassy in one of the videos. He's a little zesty, man.
That man been gone for 11 years, man.
He just trying to readjust.
Like you never heard nothing about BG.
Yeah, he's just trying to readjust to the world, man. I ain't see, you know, it wasn't no super zesty.
I
mean,
it was either or. I think he was just lost in the, you know, he didn't know what to do.
Like, yeah.
Think about when that nigga went to jail, it wasn't no damn camera, like no phone
When it was 2009? He got locked up 2008 or 2009.
I can imagine what kind of iPhone was out then. If it was,
it might have been the iPhone. No. Well, yeah, this the 15 coming out. So they came out 08, 09.
But the damn sure wasn't holding up in the air.
Nah, wasn't none of that. Oh, no, wasn't none of that. Hell no, wasn't none of that going on. Nah.
Cool for niggas to do it, at least.
Yeah, especially.
And he probably doing whatever that girl told him, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, niggas, that ain't something we do.
Now, niggas it took do that
Yeah,
too.
Now. But in the beginning, nigga. Selfies, nigga. Nigga, you know how long it took for niggas to start taking selfies?
The selfies, the era changed a lot.
Yeah.
But I was watching on that show, I was telling you about hip hop. It was, what is his name? Who be bopping? What his name is? Diggy Fresh?
Biz Markie?
Biz. Diggy Fresh, I think.
Okay.
So he was young as fuck, but he was standing on the side and they was talking to him, interviewing him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, man, you know, just the kids our age, we don't want to like the other musicians and shit, like rappers knew. He said it's like rock and roll. He said when we look at older people, all we see is people with like tight clothes on and long hair. He's like, no disrespect to them, you know, with makeup on their eyes, you know, and the fingernails painted. He's like, but we, you know, hip hop represents, you know, we don't ain't with that. I'm just thinking like, boy, where that shit at now, Jack? Like, he was young as fuck, bro.
Yeah,
like,
so it had to be 83, 84 sometimes.
It was 84.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was 84 exactly.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sending that shit to your phone.
But that was like that what it was. Like, think about it. If you think about Prince now, like all the motherfuckers dressed like everybody was dressing like that's what it was.
Hip hop's like, we don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I said nothing wrong with them. That's their style. He's like, but that's just, you know what I'm saying? So laughing, that ain't the Bronx.
That was that rock and roll shit. Rock and roll motherfucking shit. Like, they used to dress like that, do that shit, man. Crazy shit, man.
Came back full circle. Carter and Uzi now.
Yeah. Like,
so
Drake, everybody painting their fingernails. Yeah. Like, Yachty got his own fingernail polish line.
The same agenda,
right?
Just keep, like, every time it stray away, that agenda just still be in the background. Like, here come the money if you do this, though.
But the thing about it is, they look at it as, I guess, do they look at it as being different? Because men don't wear fingernail, are not supposed to wear fingernail polish, so niggas like, fuck it, we just gonna do this shit? Is that what it, just to say, fuck it, I'm just gonna be different?
Don't get me the line.
It gotta be something.
I wanna say, y'all just say he did it because he thought it was hard. It matched some shit or something. Like,
oh, what? Man. That's crazy.
Said he did it because y'all told him to do it, stop him from biting his nails.
Yeah, but you get the clear shit to do that.
Like, just don't bite them, bro.
Yeah, like, I bite my nails.
So you mean tell me you got enough discipline not to go to parties and smoke weed and do all this other shit?
That biting your nails,
you can't bite your nails.
That shit different, yo.
It's still a habit.
It's a habit that.
A habit is a habit.
Yeah.
Vice is a vice.
But biting your nails is a different habit because you do it so subconsciously. Like, I'm talking about.
People who smoke cigarettes do it subconsciously.
I be sitting there, dog, and I just be biting my shit, don't even realize.
You gotta pay for it.
Yeah, I don't realize, like, I'm biting my shit sometimes. Still, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. But shout out to Damn, what Pop?
The fingernail Pop, nigga.
27 years, Pop would have been dead. But yeah, Pop been dead 27 years. Shit, boy. And flip side, Nas celebrated his 50th birthday.
Yeah,
yeah. Dropped a new album,
nigga,
Magic 3.
Still rapping.
Yeah, dropped his he said this the last album with him and Hit Boy. I only listened to
it. Ain't his last album, period.
Nah,
come on, Nas, go sit down there. But Nas 50 making an album, bro. Chill out, man.
That nigga been pumping out shit, honest, yo.
To keep 1,000 with you, and that's one of my favorite rappers, bro. I don't know when the last Nas album I listened to.
I'm about to listen to the rest of this.
What can it be different? What can it be about?
He just rapping, just talking about shit, man. It's always something to talk about when you're a storyteller. You can always tell a story. You know what I'm saying?
I was watching some shit. They said Griselda and the Boom Bap niggas need to thank a nigga named Rock Marciano.
Rock Marciano.
They said he was the one who brought like Boom Bap. Like everybody was stealing his shit, but he was the nigga who
he brought it back.
They need to owe thanks to and taking his blueprint and shit like that.
But they fought with Rock.
But I watched some shit today.
Yeah, they fought with Rock heavy. Mm. Yeah, them boys got albums with Rock Marciano on. Yeah. But yeah, he started that he was really, you know, popping probably around 2012, 2013,
yeah,
sometime. 13, yeah. Yeah. But I remember hearing him.
I was watching some hip hop shit today, went down my hip hop bag.
Yeah, man. You know, sometimes you gotta jump in that bag, man. I'ma let you know about that Nas shit though. First couple songs I listened to,
when we going to a concert, man.
Hell, we got to find one to go to.
I still want to go to Dreamville Festival, man.
Yeah, we need to get to that. But Nas and Wu on tour, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's some shit we need to go see.
I
want to
go to Charlotte and go see them niggas. But I hate going to see tours like places where
you want to go somewhere outside.
Somewhere different. Just
yeah.
Period.
Yeah, I want to be like a festival or some shit. Honestly.
For sure.
Yeah.
Festivals do be dope.
Yeah.
And but they just time for them too.
They just reopened Wolf Creek Amphitheater down in the A. So,
oh yeah, they opened it back.
Yeah, they just reopened.
I seen Wiz Khalifa out there. I seen Spit out there.
They had
Juicy J.
They had an Atlanta concert about a month ago, I think. My sister was telling me. Shout out Keela. She stayed about 15 minutes from that motherfucker. But she said they had all the rappers from Atlanta was out that motherfucker and shit.
I remember Lakewood Amphitheater. They had the birthday bash out
they
there.
They got, well, they got all kind of shit down there in that A, boy.
When you moving down there?
Too many people, man. I don't need to go add to that, man.
You don't got to live in that. You just got to damn live in an A.
Man, I don't care where you live. Well, it's still going to be too many goddamn people.
No,
man.
You get on them outskirts. That shit be like the country again.
Too many people,
you think,
man.
You in Darlington.
Hell no.
Live in Conyers. You think you in Darlington.
I never see it. Well, yeah, but that too far. But that too far.
What you mean Stone Mountain right there?
Yeah, but.
Everywhere.
But I'm talking about down that Fulton and D, that Camp Creek. I'm talking about down
that's
there.
That's far.
Yeah. That's where I be at.
But I'm saying like that's shit the same way from the city. It's just where I'm saying you want to pick.
Yeah, that way.
But
I
they
be
got
up.
They got little shit out there. They did for sure got shit out there in Fulton Industrial.
I know they. Yeah, that's you know.
Like if you don't want to see people, you like damn. Where I'm at, backside of Timminsville.
Yeah. See, I don't be in them parts.
I
man.
Miss the city though, man.
I don't be in them parts, man.
Always something to do, man.
Yeah.
No, you got to do the same shit down here every weekend, even if you're in Columbia, whatever. It's the
they got so many
rotation.
Goddamn restaurants down that motherfucker, man.
There's so much
man.
To do.
Dog, they got some football bowling type shit down there I want to go try, man.
Football bowling.
Yeah, like you throw the football at the pins or some shit.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the spot. Nigga, they sent out a fucking newsletter of shit that's to do in the area, nigga. I was ever since the crib like, damn, this what y'all got going on around this motherfucker? Yeah, that was some dope
black
shit. You know
black
what I'm saying?
People getting in like that.
But Atlanta was honestly the first place. Like everybody done adopted the style. Like when I used to go to the U Bar in 2011 and 12, right before they put the bull in there, before they bust that wall out. Like when it was just this one little spot.
I remember when it first opened.
They had the TVs on the wall and they was playing the videos of the music. Like that was different at that. That was new to us, especially at that time. You know what I'm saying? So. Now, everywhere you go, they pretty much done adopted that model.
And the bullshit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But clubs don't even have dance floors no more, man.
You don't really need it. Not too big.
Yeah, they ain't got no dance floor. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers just got sections all over the club now. That's the new thing.
We chilling, man.
Yeah, I see. That's what, but
I gotta be slowing down going out though.
But that's like, I only see this shit on social media because I don't really go nowhere. So not to no club or nothing. I go to a bar, but I don't see no dance floor nowhere I go. You know what I'm saying? That was just weird to me, man. But
even at the strip clubs, there ain't no dance floor.
Yeah. But why though?
Niggas don't dance no more.
They were that's what they start that shit. But niggas we always dance in some kind of way. Now niggas don't even like niggas don't dance at all. Nah, nigga. Not in the club.
You ain't trying. How you gonna dance? You got on a pair of $1,500 white shoes, or you know what I'm saying? Some shit. Your pants cause this.
See, that's
really what it is.
Yeah,
though.
I can dig it. That's just different.
Buy sections for that reason.
Yeah, so it really ain't no.
I seen some shit the other day. They said some shit going on in Texas. Niggas call that shit bottle water.
Oh God, I saw that shit. I sent that shit to a few people I knew. Yeah, motherfuckers just buying bottles to pour them out on the floor.
Yeah, no, they tripping.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
It just seemed like to me, the world had turned into that big episode of the Boondocks, man.
Yeah. And I've been watching that shit the last couple of weeks, like off and on. While I be working this shit, I be watching that shit. Yeah, that shit.
Gangstalicious episode.
Dog, that shit was, dog, they had Lil Riley in the score in the fucking pocketbook and the halter top. Mm-hmm. Way back when,
you
nigga.
Talking about this the shit?
I'm talking about this was, nigga, this was way back. This was in the late 2000s. Mm-hmm. This wasn't even 2010 yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Them boys is on to that shit, man.
That's why they got Magruder up out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, he was talking that shit, man. Did he drop this new album? The Love.
It came out already?
The Love album, Off the Grid.
You heard it?
Yeah, I listened to some of it. He got a bunch of features on that motherfucker. A bunch of features.
What it sound like?
You know it sound like some Diddy shit.
Last night.
A lot of that, but it's a lot of fucking singing on it too. It's a lot of singing. A lot of singing.
I know. I seen the cover for it. That was Question with a Little Red and all that shit. Like he was a damn devil or something.
Yeah, he
how old Puff Daddy is?
52 or 53, one of them. But he got The Weeknd and 21 Savage. You know how they put the stars on your shit. You got a few stars on this motherfucker already. Got Busta Rhymes on the track with him. Jacquees, Summer Walker, Jasmine Sullivan, Kehlani, Jazzy, Mary J, Burna Boy, Babyface, and her on the track too. You know, Nas ain't got no features on his shit, so not like that anyway. He got Lil Wayne on the song. That's the only feature on the album.
Don't you?
Yeah. But those are two new
albums.
Wayne,
go ahead and let them dreads go too, man. I'm down, make a little GoFundMe for him to down, let them dreads go. I see him at the Colorado shit performing. They gave him the jersey. He put that bitch on here to take that hat off. I say, "Ay, Chihuahua." That shit look like some flounder fried hard.
They was that bad, bro?
What the hell you talking about? And they got a cul-de-sac in the top of his head.
Oh, what?
A cul-de-sac. A roundabout. Please make a right at the roundabout.
Oh, shit.
You know how a nigga take them dreads and try to pull it over the top part to make it try to hide?
Yeah.
I said, boy, that nigga like an auntie, boy.
Oh, my God, man. So...
Shout out to Colorado too, man. Yeah. Go Buffs, man. Let's go Buffs.
Yeah, like it. Deion be having all the rappers out there.
Everybody, man. We star studded, man.
Yeah, all the rappers.
We ain't hard
man.
To find. We coming.
The commentator hit the shit last night, nigga, right after they was talking to Offset on the sideline. Boy started fighting on the field. And the nigga said, the first one was after Shiloh. Took the pic to the house. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, Dion's over there asking, 21, can you do something for me, dog? I'm in the garage crying, laughing, yo. Like, this dude is a nut, yo. No, I'm talking about I was laughing so fucking hard. And then the second one was right after they talked to Offset. The boys got to fighting on the field right after the fumble. So dude was like, the penalty's literally Offset. I was like, oh, shit. These motherfuckers need to stop listening to this rap shit.
Can you imagine that for recruiting? No, can you imagine this if you are, like, if you a high school kid, period?
No. Going to a all these now. Niggas you listen to in the fucking...
You listen to...
In the facilities.
Famous,
yeah, it, the rock, in the facilities playing fucking...
Comedians.
Playing ping pong. Yeah, nigga. Like, why wouldn't you want to go?
Every game, they had three games so far since you've been the coach.
Yeah.
All three of them in primetime TV.
Why wouldn't you want to go?
They say it's the first time game day been to Colorado.
Probably about 20 years.
Yeah, but 2 weeks in a straight ever.
Yeah. Probably 20 years. They ain't been there in 20 years, man. Straight up.
Say he brought $18 million to the economy at the Nebraska game. So imagine what they did this week.
Folks,
he brought $18 million to the damn Boulder economy.
You see, they gave him a contract with the shades and shit, right?
He got $1.2 million in one day.
No, they sold. That's how much they sold. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, this guy, man, like, but how can you not, like, and it's like a microscope on him for what, though? Like, why is this microscope on this man? Like, why are they watching? Like, they literally watching everything he fucking do.
And I don't see why, because who you know that don't curse, don't drink, everything glory to God? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what people be wanting, bro. You know what I'm saying? Well, I know they want him to be white, but he ain't. If he was white, he wouldn't be that. You know what I'm saying? It'll lose all the, you know, the allure that come with being him being prime.
Right. And you know what I'm saying, and that shit add to his goddamn mystique.
He
man.
Was telling The Rock that The Rock can run for president. Nah, Dion might can't run. Well, he could run though for president though. But I do for sure think The Rock can win for president though. But
yeah, that nigga had The Rock at the gate, like, you know what I'm saying,
on the sideline, bro.
Yeah, man, crazy shit, man.
Offset, Key Glock, Kenny Money.
Yeah,
Desi Banks.
Yeah, like Lou just Graham, niggas that's. The culture.
Ghost was at the game. You didn't see Ghost at the shit. Amari Hardwell, the fuck his name was.
Uh-uh.
He was there. The nigga who played Malcolm X and Bumpy Johnson, first one.
Yeah.
He was there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, hell of a motherfucker was there, bro.
Yeah, I mean, but shit, that's invite everybody trying to goddamn.
And like Deion said something, he's like, man, I didn't even invite. He said, man, I'm meeting so many people for the first time.
These motherfuckers calling like, hey, man.
I got going on.
I
want to
come see.
It, yeah.
I want to come see that shit, man. You can't blame him, man. But yeah, Susie Q sent me a post on Instagram the other day when the Jeezy news hit.
About him getting a divorce.
He filed for divorce.
A Chinese girl cheat on him?
I don't know.
Gotta
I doubt
be.
It. You think that's what it is?
Nah, either that or she just turned out to be like she ain't with his life that he lived.
Yeah,
you know
she too.
Saying?
She too still.
Yeah, she too booed. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, God damn. Now look.
Yeah, I can't deal with this shit no more. That gotta be it. That
you from the chain? No nigga who came from selling crack to damn the millionaire to damn make him.
Nah, especially you know when that nigga now he on this press run. That nigga talking about how T.I. told him he was talking to somebody. He's like, T.I. told me you can't do both. He said, and Tip told me that. He said, man, I left over $100,000 in the street. He said, motherfucker was calling me, but I knew if I'd have went and got that money, I would have never got out the street. He said, nigga, I was riding around in Ferraris eating noodles and shit because I was trying to just hold on to the money I had. And then, you know, he said that goddamn
trap or die.
That shit broke. He said, boy, oh boy, when that shit hit, it went down. But yeah, shout out to Jeezy. But it all come out in why. And Susie Q sent a email too. She said, what's beef? Yo, in my Erykah Badu voice. Are y'all all right? The last episode was like a never ending disagreement.
Bro, me and B at time.
All us. We was talking about superstar versus, well, artist versus rapper, the artist versus rapper conversation. The artist versus rapper conversation we had.
What artist versus rapper?
When you was talking about Drake was the.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad y'all niggas. I'm glad y'all niggas, because bitches would have fell out for weeks with all the back and forth. Normally, I would listen to the episode again before sending in the email, but I couldn't do it, LOL. I know you could. We was going at it. I'm not going to be here before you long, but I do believe there were some misunderstandings during the conversation which led to y'all going in circles. Yeah, V-Love pointed that out to us. After the fact, streams and money would lead you to believe that an artist is better than he is. So I personally wouldn't use those as criteria for an artist being talented or not. And that's, you know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I feel. You know? So I already read that. That's it. That's all I got. It was nice finally meeting you Doogie and Jones. Nice to meet you too, Susie Q.
Yeah, Susie Q.
Yeah, come back and holler at us. I will be bringing my lyric quiz back on the next email, so get ready, Jones. I'm ready. I'm ready now. But yeah, Susie, we did go at it for a long time on that show.
Yeah, we're not going there. I was right. Them niggas was wrong.
Oh, Susie. Nah, Susie. See that, Susie? He swear he got there right, Susie.
Got all of it. When the good Lord chose to bless me with sense, good looks.
He swear he was right, Susie. He swear he was right, man. Yeah, man. But you see, they added the Lexus from Dead Presidents to the Book of Hov exhibit.
The what?
The Lexus GS300 he was driving in on. Well, not he was, Dame, him and Dame was riding in. And Dead Presidents.
What BB saying? What Stephen A. B. saying? Tell me something I don't care. What no dead Jay-Z, man.
We don't care.
Yeah. We don't care.
Nah, man.
That's dope, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Lexus called and said they wanted to, you know, put they stamp on that part of it, because that was the video that broke him. Mm-hmm. Like, that video was the one.
Friend or Foe?
No, Dead Presidents.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the video that, you know, broke him. Like, that put him on everybody's radar.
I think that one and the Foxy Brown song kind of.
No, but that was before.
Yeah, I know it was.
Yeah, they dropped Dead Presidents.
But that's kind of like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, him and Dane was riding in that motherfucker, man. Mm-hmm. That's half the reason why I drove that GS for so long. Like, I love them GSs though, man. Them shit's hard.
So you, I should let Nas know you the undercover Hov fan.
I was a Hov fan. I was a big time Hov fan. I'm a Nas fan too. I could be a fan of both of them.
I thought you said Minaj fan, but you seen Nicki Minaj's husband. Waiting outside the Dakota talking about, won't he go sit down, man?
Why is he fucking with Offset anyway?
They talking about Offset. I went into the comments. Oh, they said something to Cardi at the thing or some shit like that. But a nigga, I went to the comments after I seen him, right? The nigga was like, all Offset gotta do is tell this nigga to come meet him over here and push up so they can squabble. He talking about then have that shit run a little school or daycare.
Yeah,
I said the end.
Oh, that's fucked, bro. That's so fucked up, man.
Tell nigga to be the ready to rap right.
But that shit is smart, nigga. Goddamn right, get the fuck up out of here, nigga. That stupid shit, man. Get out of here with that dumb shit.
I think like you look weird as fuck, bro. When you like 40 or some shit like that, and you just like tough and talking about you trying. Waiting to fight a nigga, bro. Do you know you like one punch away from pulling something, my nigga? I mean, that's the real deal, bro.
Yo.
Like, go sit down, man, fam.
And this nigga had a few niggas with him, too.
Go sit down.
So they get to jump Offset.
All on 40 something.
They get to jump Offset?
With gray beards.
They get to jump. But why they go? But what they. You said because somebody said
it's
something.
It's a Nicki and like. Supposedly Offset DM. The nigga said something. At the Grammys or some shit with Cardi or at 2 Cardi or something. And I said, Offset DM the nigga like, what'd you say? Them women business, whoop the whoop, this and that. And then next thing I know, them niggas was damn Offset recording with Kassin out. He was there the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Dancing and shit. Yeah, all kind of shit.
These niggas outside. Tomorrow we see you.
Oh, that's where they was outside Kassin out spot. Wait. Oh, shit.
But mind you, it's downtown Atlanta. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They like, right there, they post him, they show that shit. They're like, meanwhile, Offset, they don't even know he outside. Yeah. Of they're doing the goddamn
and they dancing like hell, man. Then Offset left there and went to the game, man.
And then the internet so wild again. So this man had his same clothes on for 24 hours. I say, niggas is wild.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure, I was like, what is this about? But I ain't get into it because I was like, these niggas look stupid standing outside. Yeah, like what kind of
them
stupid
niggas
ass
40
shit.
Something years old.
You mad
with gray beard standing outside?
Yeah, but
with
you mad?
On.
You mad? Like what? Are you,
but look, talking about you waiting outside to fight of a millionaire. Like, come on, bro.
For what?
Y'all go sit down, man. Like I said, dog. Once you get like 40, like 36, 37, you one swing away from pulling something like that's gonna fuck you up, bro. You get into a fight now.
Yeah, buddy.
Like. Yo, bar.
Yeah, you better be one hit and quit, motherfuckers, at that age.
If you 40 years old, you can't fight no longer. If nigga lets y'all fight for 20 seconds, both of y'all gonna be tired.
Somebody go goddamn pass out.
20 seconds is a long time to fight.
Hell yeah. Shit, yeah.
Your ass ain't gonna fight nobody, man. Go
fuck
sit down,
yeah,
bro.
Man. Yeah, but them niggas funny, man. Y'all niggas need to get that shit together, man.
What his name? Big Zoo?
I don't know that nigga name.
Big Zoo need to chill out.
That's about? Why he call himself Big Zoo?
That's what they call me in Brooklyn, nigga. Fuck is you, fuck your mother, nigga. Suck my dick. Cow. Suck my dick, nigga. Cow. Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's how they was talking on the video.
You heard, son? Crow. Pow, 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 pow. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, shit.
Fuck my dick, nigga. Your mother, nigga. Your father, nigga.
Them niggas funny as hell, yeah.
Like, damn.
Them niggas funny as shit, man.
All I wanted was some ketchup, bro. Do y'all got the ketchup? Can you pass me the ketchup off your table? Your mother's them ketchup, nigga. My dick, nigga. Word to my dad, nigga.
Them niggas funny as shit, man. I ain't gonna hold you. Them niggas funny, man. But them niggas always been funny to us, though. Like, we always laughed at them niggas.
Word to my dad, nigga.
Yeah, we always laughed at them. But they always try to laugh at us.
Country niggas, what's up with all these bugs down here? This is mad. Wow. There's bugs everywhere. Niggas is mad. Yeah. Wow.
Yo, they used to try to clown us, yo.
There's bugs in y'all trash can? Like, nigga, them yellow jackets, bro. The fuck is a yellow jacket? Like Georgia Tech? Yeah. Like Georgia Tech?
Oh, is that shit.
Georgia Tech?
Yeah. Oh shit!
I don't know what a
boy, the good old days, yo. Good old days.
I remember
days.
What the state met those New York niggas. Them niggas,
oh,
that was
man.
A cultural shock to them.
Yeah, niggas. Them niggas was fucked up.
Them niggas
man.
Did not want to go back to home.
They did not get. They ain't take the visit, man.
Once
they should.
Was they down? Once they got down there, them niggas was stuck till they left from
damn
years,
right.
Bro.
Yeah, right. They used to go. Some of them used to go home for Christmas and shit.
Some,
but some of them that went didn't come back.
Motherfuckers, goddamn boy, look. Or the ones that like the one this what I can kind of like the ones that did go home that one time when they went home whatever break or whatever next time break what they weren't going
yeah
home,
dude, nah I'm nah, cool I'm staying out of this motherfucker man
smoke weed do what I want to
do slow motion down here
my
man pit,
me and my aunt and my cousin got the same room I get tired of open light flashing at the
shit oh man good old days man. Yeah, man. Shout out to, I want to give a shout out to the Wilson Tigers. They beat my Falcons again. Man, I'm so sick of this shit, man. So sick.
At least y'all got a win this year.
Yeah, we got two.
Y'all got two wins.
Yeah.
Y'all 2-2?
Yeah.
Who y'all beat?
Sherrall and,
Sherrall?
Yeah, we beat Sherrall. And who else did we beat? I can't remember who else we beat, dude. But we won two games. But we lost to Wilson again.
Y'all might beat South Florida. Psych.
I'm just glad we won. Like first time we won games in 4 years.
We had a big win too. We beat went at Rock Hill and beat South Point.
Okay.
They got the number one player in the state. We went out there and whooped that ass.
Word. Yeah.
19 game win streak. We still ain't lost in 2 years.
Yeah. Our band was on, state band was at the Wilson and Darlington game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that 1-on-1 looked like it might be getting back to 101.
How many points y'all lost by?
14-6. Yeah, it's 14-6, man. We gonna get them niggas, though. We'll be back. We come. We coming like the Buffs, B. We coming like the Buffs. Trying to think what else happened in music this week.
This week?
Kanye got banned from the, we talked about that last week.
Tyrese and DJ Envy, what going on with that?
Oh, man.
I ain't really get it, but like Tyrese trying to fuck DJ Envy's wife?
That's what they said. Envy and his wife said that.
Rick Ross asked him, did he want to sign the Maybach music?
Yeah, that's what I saw that. You know Rick Ross a fool, man. But he, definitely tried to sign Tyrese because of the shit him and Envy got going on. But Tyrese posted some shit and was like, nigga, y'all lying.
What, they were stealing money?
No.
Oh, about to borrow the wife shit fucking.
No, it was, he was, say, Tyrese was sort of like counseling them, right? But he was flirting with Envy wife.
Why the fuck would you let Tyrese counsel? Tyrese is out of fucking counseling, nigga. That I was crying on the internet about his damn phone. You gonna let him counsel you?
I've been trying to figure this shit out since it started. You know what I'm saying? But they still going back and forth. Tyrese said some wild shit on Instagram. I don't even be wanting to read that shit.
I think the internet might need a damn stop for a couple of years.
Just take a break.
Like just malfunction down. The web just blew.
Yeah, just shut down for a little.
We
while.
Gotta get back to goddamn. Shouldn't everybody business shouldn't be out there. Like I was telling a nigga like the other day, I was like, you think about the internet and like social media, that shit ain't nothing but for you to go look at other people's lives, bro.
That's it.
So you in somebody else's business all day, no matter what app you on.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
In somebody else's business. You see what I'm saying? Like that's tough. When you wake up every day just to go look at somebody else's life.
Bro. See what somebody else doing.
Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter. See what somebody else got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your purpose.
That's what it's about.
That's what they do.
That's crazy.
That is what they do. And it's crazy, man.
YouTube, everything. Everything just about somebody else's life.
Yep, that's it. I like watching them skits and shit on YouTube, them little Country Wayne shits, and it's a bunch of little niggas out of California that do that shit too.
You talking about Chupapi Munano? You ain't seen him yet? Chupapi? Chupapi Munano?
I ain't seen him yet, man. I ain't seen him yet.
You did? They'll walk up on a nigga like they be in LA and they be like gang members and so shit. They walk up on her. They be like, hey, bro, you want to get beat up? Hey homie, what you talk about, homie? You wanna get beat up? Hey homie, so you starting to press him and shit. Them niggas have some down, I like some Dre beats or some head. Yeah. No, do you wanna get beat up? Them niggas about to whoop their ass and stab him or shoot him or some shit. It's like some prank shit, but
yeah.
A Mexican nigga walking to people talking like Chupapi Munano. And take a feather and put it in the air. What the fuck you said, homie? It is everybody in LA favorite word. We can get out, cuz. You wanna get out? What you wanna get out? Talking about everybody, bro. White people, Spanish people.
Everybody.
That's the thing. As soon as you want to get out?
God damn.
What?
But yeah, that's what I be doing, man. I'll be watching too. I'll be watching that shit on YouTube.
You
man.
Still don't watch Back on Fig Community and shit like that?
Watch who?
Back on Fig Community, I was telling you about. I mean, I've been telling you about them niggas, man. They left Adam 22. Remember I was telling you about
that? Yeah.
T-Rail, Smack.
Yeah. Them niggas ain't even in my logarithm, man.
Yeah,
what I don't need that shit. Don't even pop up
in your what?
My logarithm.
Logarithm. Time.
Yeah. They ain't in my log, cause
nigga word.
Yeah, gotta throw it out. Nah, they ain't in my algorithm, man. So, I don't see
you fuck with them niggas, man. Niggas funny as fuck.
I'm a pull episode, up. Yeah, all I got to do is type it in one time and they'll, you know, they'll add them to my shit.
Back on Fig Immunity.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, I told you I ain't have much today. I just wanted to come and chop it up, man. Goddamn. Shout out to Nas and that nigga 50 Dog just did six album run with Hit Boy over the last 3 years.
Who did?
Nah.
Oh, I thought you said 50 Cent.
Nah. That nigga just turned 50. And just did that.
I should just chill though, man. Like, Jordan when he was playing for the Wizards. Not saying that he should. I ain't listening to music, so for me to say that, I guess I'm sounding crazy. But Nas can't be selling no more than what? 25,000 copies of
the nigga, album. But when you got niggas our age, like, you know, it's a lot of motherfuckers our age. But that, still, yeah, he getting enough.
If these main rappers coming out,
he like, getting enough streams, man. He making his money off streams, yo. I mean, as far as just for him to be doing some shit. I mean, he got his own production company now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Mass Appeal.
Yeah, for sure.
Records,
I guess
movies.
Like I said, you just don't want to damn be out there looking slack, man.
Nah, he ain't looking slack. He making good music. For niggas our age.
Relevant music.
For niggas our age.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He talking about more shit that's relatable to us than these young
men. I was in my
Jay
Electronica bag earlier today, too. I wish he would damn. Him and Andre. Some Erykah Badu do the niggas, man.
Make them niggas lose it.
Not even drop music no more, bro.
Make them niggas lose it, man.
I think they go too deep down the rabbit hole and find their inner self and be like, because Jay Electronica on the same shit as Dre. He like, man, I can't put music out that it's just gonna destroy motherfuckers. And if I put this shit out, it ain't, you know, people ain't gonna.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, niggas ain't gonna. Well, they feel
focus
like.
Focus on myself, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's. You never know how we gonna take it if you don't put it out. Pause.
Oh my gosh. Ay, caramba.
Big pause, nigga. Big
never
pause.
Know how they gonna take it out till you put it in. Give it time.
And
nigga, I done watched Pootie Tang 2 times in the last week.
Tip
of
tea on the tip of shine.
Boy, that is my shit, though. You hear me?
I think anything Chris Rock in funny as fuck. Robbing on my own. Everybody hates Chris shit lately too. That nigga daddy know he was cheating.
Yeah,
boy.
But
that nigga said, what you got the clock on when you sleep? That 27 cents a time.
Oh, I shit
say, damn, cuz that nigga Julius as hell, boy.
Hell yeah, man. Julius a rough dude, man.
What the hell you talking about?
That nigga rough.
And well, old girl, brother, come on. He's my big man.
Oh, man. But yeah, man. 10 years ago, Doogie. Drake dropped arguably, well, my favorite album by him. Nothing Was the Same.
The one the little drawing on it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was my, like, till this day, like, I still.
I think Fall by Dogs come out Friday, spoiler.
It's a, no, I think he pushed it back again.
Yeah.
They said he pushed it back
too. Yeah, I think there's something about his tour date.
Yeah. So I think he pushed it back again.
This shit better be good. God damn.
Yeah, this album
Don't
won.
Don't think about it too much. Too. It had that one on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this the one that had, yeah. Yeah, this is best album, dog. Like, I ain't even going to me from beginning to fucking end, dog. I'm talking about Tuscan Leather. That bitch come on hard. Furthest thing. I listened to this motherfucker. I listened to this shit the other day, actually. With the language, 305. That 305 of my city, that Too Much Pound Cake, man. That dog. He put an album together and the reason I like this album so much is because he rapped on most of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The Hold On shit is a singing song. Everything else, he pretty much rapping. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't all that fucking singing and shit. But on it, he's singing that a little bit. But yeah, 40 goddamn did his thing with this one. The B beats on this motherfucker was fucking amazing too. Boy Wonder did the Pound Cake shit with him and Jay-Z.
I think how Drake amazed me, like I said, when you found out like he wrote certain songs for people. Anybody do, like when I heard Future wrote Drunk in Love for Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I heard Drake wrote If You Ask Me I'm Ready for Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you hear it? You be like, oh, I
yeah, know. When you hear it, yeah, you know could you can tell.
That's what be amazes me. Like, mm-hmm. amazes me about them niggas. Like, damn, nigga, you wrote an R&B.
Yeah, and that's the shit.
Woman's perspective. You yeah, know what I'm
and that's the shit. Like, oh, you got to be talented to do some shit like that. You got to be fucking talented. But the thing about it, all you really got to do is change the boy to girl or girl to boy.
And it's certain shit. Or how a woman gonna say it and a man, you yeah. know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, we can't sing women's songs like a woman can sing.
If you ask me already, because I heard the Drake version of that shit and I heard like Alicia mm-hmm. Keys version of it, that song kind of like a unisex song, though.
You just gotta fill in the words. But like I can't sing a Beyonce all Beyonce shit, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard for a man to sing a woman's song, and
cause you gonna be a twerker or something. Do you have to pop your pussy or something?
Oh shit.
Something gonna go on.
Oh man. Goddamn. But yeah, man, shout out to Drake for this project, cause this was honestly, this is my favorite.
Hey, man. That Pound Town beat is hard as fuck, bro. We doing a little challenge to it, just rhyming off the beat.
Yeah.
I done heard niggas kill that shit, bro.
The booty sexy home, red bro. Shit. Yeah.
Flying to Miami. Yeah. That beat hard as fuck, dog. The song is not, but I see why people like it, bro. That the beats, bro. That's why, like, I know, like, you know, beat have vibration and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Court or whatever they call it, you yeah. on a certain other.
Oh yeah, she winning right now, man.
That shit is on that way freaks you to get yeah. hooked, bro.
Okay. She winning. She got a.
She was at the Jets game with the owner.
Mm-hmm.
She with some pants that said "Free my baby daddy."
I mean, but she getting off over being herself. That's who she is.
I be thinking them shits like I think they let them get through the damn promote that for the culture. You know.
Yeah, but that. Yeah, but that's
on the youth.
Yeah, that's who she is.
Yeah, that's who she is, but I'm saying they let her get through, even though she ain't even talented, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying, to promote that, and that's going to be the new, you know what I'm saying?
Like, be yourself.
That's the, not even be yourself.
Shit.
Be ghetto. Be hood. Be ratchet.
Be yourself.
And that's going to be normal after a while, bro.
Be yourself. Yeah.
No, that's not, I mean, that's herself, but what I'm saying is, like, for instance, they let Uzi and them motherfuckers with the gay gender for the males, right?
Yeah.
So the thing gonna be for a woman is her.
Mm.
You already got Nicki Minaj and them telling. Think about this, musically wise. What's the message for a young black female out there right now?
Be ratchet.
Like, who is a positive motherfucker for them? It ain't none. There's positive motherfucker for them is like a Sizzle or somebody like that, mm-hmm. and they still talking. They nigga bashing motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So what is it for a female to look at and just, you know what I'm saying, like, it's nothing, bro. Yeah,
not musically, no. Nah, but Beyonce.
Entertainment.
Yeah. Beyonce about the only one.
Even though she got nigga bashing songs.
Yeah, she does.
You see what I'm saying? Most of her biggest shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back your stuff and that.
Irreplaceable.
Come on now.
Yeah, and that's how I feel about it, but my daughter and my homegirl Shannon tell me I'm wrong to feel that way.
So that's the word, bro.
It's just music.
So think about that. If that's what they got the females on, and the niggas is on doing drills and spinning and fucking everybody, ain't nobody said nothing about getting married, raising no kids. Like, so they want to say, like, it's fucked. But like, I think that's the agenda they want.
And you right, because even back when we was coming up, like, some of the rap shit would be like, nigga, you know, some niggas would be talking about how they wanted a family and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I guess that's just where we at, Doogie, man. I guess that's just where we at, brother. Yeah, man, but...
That's tough.
Yeah, man, that's all I got for the week, man.
One positive, though. Think about if you can, just a couple. Like, one positive female person that women can look up to in entertainment, music entertainment. Make positive music.
NDIRE don't make music no more, do she?
Hell no. Old ass motherfucker, she old as earth.
I don't know no young people. I definitely don't know no young ones.
Who old?
Rhapsody. Rhapsody about the only one I can think of that probably making positive music.
She'll tell you though, niggas ain't shit too in her music, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga dog me out.
But that's all. I mean, but you know, like women, they be traumatized with their shit, so they have to get their shit.
I say who don't do it. All of them do it.
All of them do that, yeah.
I guess you could say Rhapsody positive. I guess so. That's one person out of all the motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah, that's the only one I can
say. City Girls is not. Sexy Red is not. SZA is not. Who else big in the female world? Cardi B is not.
Ari Lennox.
Ari Lennox is on the borderline.
She borderline,
I guess, because she comes some ratchet shit too.
Mm-hmm.
Nicki Minaj definitely not a good influence. Mm. Like, it's fucked up, bro.
Cardi B?
Hell.
Meg Stack? No.
Come on, John.
I'm just naming people, man.
That's tough, bro. And they wonder why. Because motherfuckers ain't growing up wanting to be like nobody but entertainers. Ain't nobody want to grow up and be like no doctor. You never hear nobody say, I want to grow up and be like a doctor. I want to grow up and be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas want to be famous. So that's what they looking up to.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to be famous, too.
We fucked. Yeah, we wanted to be famous, but your parents said, your ass got to go to school. Now motherfuckers know now, like, well, if I send my son to school, that motherfucker going to goddamn be in more debt than he was. He ain't gonna probably going to flunk mm-hmm. out. If he don't flunk out, he going to be in debt still till he's 60.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit ain't worth it.
Shout out to student loan people.
Shout out, all right. Shout the ass.
Shout out to the student loan
people. Catch me if you can, the gingerbread man.
Yeah, buddy, fast as fast can be. Can't catch me. Yeah, man. But yeah, that's something else. We have to do some digging on that though to see what positive shit we can find out.
It's gonna be a test. Any of our listeners, Susie Q listen, give us 10 positive. That might be too much. I say start with 5.
Ten songs?
10 positive male or female black artists. Like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Rapper slash, you know, sing R&B, singer, whatever.
What's the age limit on the rapper?
It don't fucking matter. They just got to be doing it now. It need to be relevant. Now, don't tell me somebody or certain so that nigga only got 9,000 followers or some shit like
Nas.
That. Like, Nas got more than 9,000 followers.
Yeah, but I'm saying Nas always going to be on that positive shit. He always going to be on that positive shit. That's what he do. That's what he talk about. He always been on it.
Can't argue with that.
You know what I'm saying? But that
need 10, y'all.
I don't see.
Preferably females, but because y'all females looking bad right now. Y'all talk about the niggas, but god damn, who ain't talking about pussy? Wet ass pussy. Pound town. Good God almighty. Wet ass pussy, pound town.
What's up, new song? Ski?
Yeah.
What that mean? Just...
St. Louis country in a motherfucker, yeah, man. That shit really like being in the South for real, for real.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she skiing.
I'm riding to Miami. Looking for the hoochie daddy.
I can't listen to that shit, man.
My baby need a new pepe.
I can't listen to that shit, man. I cannot listen to it, man.
Coochie pink. Bunky hole brown.
Y'all check that. Y'all go back and listen to that. Nothing Was the Same from Drake before this new album dropped.
That's that bitch. What's one thing you hate? The people keep telling you since you got famous. That bitch said, I look like Young Thug.
Yeah. They keep putting the Young Thug face on her pictures on the internet.
They got BG face on her hair now.
Oh, no. Oh, no, man. Why they fucking with BG?
Yeah, man.
I hope Baby actually make that reunion shit happen. That'll be dope. That'll be dope for the culture, because they get it how you live. Not get it how you live. Guerrilla warfare turning on 25 next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They drive shit in 99.
As long as they don't damn be looking like Bobby Brown ass be looking. Bobby Brown just needs to damn go home, man. That nigga look slack.
I ducked off at the law looking for BG. Saying to kill a nigga round the corner last week. But yeah, man, we about to get out of here, man. Appreciate the email, Susie Q. I'm going to have some lyrics for you too, goddamn. You ready to goddamn start the party?
Can you name any positive female R&B or rap artists out right now?
Positive that's out right now? Rhapsody? Tink? Ain't Tink positive?
I don't know Tink.
R&B?
Well, Tink is hard. That's the one who's saying that she sound like a dude.
She ain't she a singer?
I don't know.
She's saying they're like an African type song she got, though. That, ooh.
I don't know.
But my dogs go crazy when that shit come on, bro. I'm just like,
positive,
bargain.
Positive rapper, a singer.
Female.
Beyonce don't count?
Irreplaceable is not positive.
That was years ago.
It don't matter.
You can't break my. I mean,
her twerking and shit like that, that's not a positive thing you want. I'm like, when I say that, I mean, like, we were talking about, like, a positive female rapper or somebody like a young girl can look up to and be like, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? She got good morals. I want to be like her, you know what I'm saying?
You don't think she got good morals?
I ain't saying she don't, but I don't want my daughters looking up to somebody twerking their ass on the damn stage and talking about put your left to the left and just like, you know, she got her shit too.
I look at a person like, well, I say a person like, I feel like everybody gonna twerk a little bit, right?
Nowadays.
But even back then, you know, you might have a little bit, but like if the vast majority of your music is about uplifting or about family or love or whatever.
So your one was, I give you Rhapsody. We're gonna go with Beyonce. Give me one more, give me another one.
Jill Scott? Does she count?
Does she still make music?
Good point. What do you think about
It's so hard. I say it ain't real.
I'm. That's a
it's nothing. For
if you if you'd give me some, if you'd gave me like some time to like think about it,
but just think about how many women is out right now.
Yeah, but I don't.
We're talking about this, look. We're saying like SZA can't say her.
Why not?
The nigga bashing shit she be making,
but
she hard on a nigga boy. She make that some of her songs sound like rap songs for niggas, like, you know what I'm saying, towards niggas.
But you could say Cardi B, you can say her. You can say that about like Taylor Swift though.
I mean,
because Taylor Swift,
she's still a woman. But I ain't say no race to it.
No, what I'm saying is like her music is about breakups and relationship type stuff that she had went through. So ain't that about the same thing like with SZA?
It is not in that same. That SZA be saying some shit, bro.
Oh, okay.
I be like, God, what about her? Damn, SZA. I just start hearing of her. Yeah. Little light skinned girl. She's on a picture with Gunna or some shit, but I just heard of her.
Yeah, her been out for a minute though. She been out for a good minute. She make good music.
She don't bash niggas.
Speaking of Gunna,
nah, she make love music.
Gunna is really succeeding out here with this tour right now.
Gunna make good music.
I see.
Gunna didn't snitch.
Yeah.
You the only person out here say that. They said like Thug, that be
they
in
said
it.
Thug Pop said the other day that Gunna ain't do shit that's gonna affect their case.
Exactly. I said niggas that a lot of niggas who saying that shit ain't never been to jail.
It don't matter now though.
Why
fuck
don't
you me?
Cause for some people like you say, the narrative already out there that he did snitch, so they don't even care about the facts.
Yep.
But then like you just said too,
yep,
he made good music, so it don't matter. So
Yep. But every time I hear that shit,
really, like we somebody like. The niggas ain't about entertainment and music. They can look up too, cause they killing and shooting pretty much. The females, you can't look up to them cause they got wet ass pussies and Pound Town and like.
It like, gotta be more than that though.
It's tough. We was in here thinking just now. Do your homework on.
Where that come from?
FYBJ, man.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
I've been told you look him up. He funny as fuck. He be on Sean Cotton all the time.
Oh, you did. You showed me that one. I saw that one video.
He don't know jumping out.
I saw that one video that time. Oh, it's some people out there, but they might not be like mainstream like that.
Just think about it. Cardi B not. Megan Thee Stallion, not. Nicki Minaj, not. Who else big in the game right now? Ice Spice, not.
You seen your girl throwing down the rakes this morning?
Yeah, I seen her too.
Who?
Glorilla. She was with Buddy from New York.
Fivio.
Fivio from.
Oh yeah, Fivio. I always say Fivio. I'm an old nigga.
She throwing
like La Russell. What is, he make positive music?
What is throwing down rakes?
You know what that is.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
we don't get down like that.
But it ain't no positive ones, bro. Glorilla definitely not.
Who
the fuck is Lil Russell?
I said Lil Russell.
Who is Lil Russell?
You would like him. He from the West Coast.
I think I heard that name before. It reminded me of D'Angelo Russell, little brother or something. But,
it's probably somebody, but we just don't know.
It ain't, bro.
No, right, I'm saying we just don't know.
Being we don't know them, they ain't mainstream. So, like, who could...
Oh, you talking about mainstream.
I was
mainstream.
Just saying, like, who can little girls look up to when they listen to music? They want to go have fun. What kind of music can you listen to that's
not
just,
ratchet?
Yeah, not just tearing a nigga down. I can do it all by myself. Fuck a nigga, bitch. I'm independent, ho.
It our fault.
It's who fault?
Men fault. It is. Because we was making gin and juice and these bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks and all that kind of shit back in the day.
Yeah, I ain't going for that.
It is. And we danced and partied to that shit. And after
they
a while,
did too.
Yeah, but I'm saying we made it.
But we can't dance a part of the shit they saying.
He swear when we made that shit, women weren't making positive music back then. Women were still making positive music back then.
No, but I'm saying like it got to a point where we was making so much of that music until like they was like, damn, y'all niggas, so we gonna make our own. And they start making their own. Mm. And now they start dancing to their own shit. Mm. It ain't like we switch and J. Cole and Kendrick getting played in the club or whoever you niggas think positive or Earth Gang. You don't hear them niggas in the club.
That's the key thing right there. They go back to my conspiracy. It's a propaganda machine. They want us to destroy stuff. Like, that's what, like you said, whatever gonna get played in the club, that's what gonna dictate the type of person in society.
On TikTok.
And they seen like, well, shit, if I sell my ass like Nicki Minaj now, I can goddamn make some money. So now you got mulattoes and motherfuckers like that have naked walk around, and that's all. I call that shit sex music now.
That's what
that's what they call it.
Yeah.
They call it pussy music.
Yeah, that's what they're making.
Like, I think ain't that what they call
something
it?
Like that.
Something like that. Coochie,
like you empowering, you really empowering all the black. I mean, I ain't say the black you, all the women you to be hood ratchet.
That the thing, like
you know what I'm saying, because it ain't just black no more. It's everybody.
Yeah. You know, like even like with Suki and that shit, she been going. I don't know if y'all talked about this because I had to step out, but
She fucked with your boy now, ain't it? She changed her life, right?
Oh, talking about she was, when she was
Yeah, but like so like people be like talking about them and then they'll bring up like Trina or Lil' Kim or Foxy Brown or whatever. But like Trina, Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown, they wasn't doing the shit they was doing in public.
Mm-mm.
Like that wasn't mainstream, like you know what I'm saying? Like they might have like a nasty song, but that wouldn't be the song that's on the radio playing. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the difference. Like
that is the difference.
People bought up Akinelli, put it in your mouth. You only heard that in the club. You didn't hear that on the radio.
Some countdowns played it, but they had a clean version.
I ain't never heard that on the radio.
But I heard on the
radio. I think it's a different, but like you said, it ain't just black people. It's white people too. It's everybody that be having like the gender lifestyles is supposed to be cool now.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, shit different.
The what lifestyle?
Degenerate.
Shit crazy, man.
Yeah, but you know.
But yeah, man.
Got my 5 minutes on the show.
Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, we about to get out of here, man. Doogie, tell them where they can find you, brother.
SBN Frenchies Doogie on IG.
Where? Oh, yeah, B.I. Shout out to Trav out, too. Birthday.
What day?
Yesterday.
16?
Yeah.
Well.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Saturday.
Last week.
Yeah. Shout out to Trav.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Easy, tell them where they can find you.
Preach_BP on social media.
Word, man. Appreciate you, man. It's your boy Jones, JP Jones 81 on Instagram. The Music Jones Podcast at Gmail. To email us at the Music Jones Podcast on Instagram. Hit us up every Tuesday. Check us out. Till next time. Peace.